Hello, Nerdy Legion. Once again, I'm Dustin, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for April 2nd, 2019. In TV news this week, we've got some interesting developments going on. First, just to get it out of the way real quick, Umbrella Academy, one of the best comic book adaptation, live action comic book adaptations in the last decade or more, has officially been announced to be getting a season two. So that's pretty awesome. But then the interesting bits come from WonderCon Anaheim and the powers that be at DC held a panel at WonderCon, and in this panel, they discussed some things that we will talk about in the comic books section. So if you are listening to this on Comic Talk Headlines, then you are going to have to join me on Generally Nerdy in order to get the comic book news from DC. But there is television news that's coming out of this panel as well. And that television news is pretty significant. First, we got the announcement of the release date for Swamp Thing on the DC Universe app, and that is May 31st. So we are just a few weeks away from that. We also got July 2nd as the official return of the Young Justice series. Then slightly more foggy on the details with the Titans season 2 is going to be sometime early fall, and then the Harley Quinn animated series is going to be late fall. We also got the official announcement that the sci-fi series Krypton will be going over to the DC Universe app as well. And the first season will find its way onto the app as of April 5th, with the Justice League versus the Fatal Five finding its way onto the app as of April 16th, though the release for Justice League versus the Fatal Five was a little unclear if it was only going to be released through the app or if there's going to be a physical release as well on the same day. Moving over next into movie news, we've got a couple of bits for movie news, literally a couple. There's only two. It was kind of a slow weekend, so hopefully the rest of this week we'll see a lot more news develop. However, all we have right now starts with The Dead Won't Die. We talked about this in the last episode, and now we have a trailer, and the trailer shows you more of that amazing cast that I talked about in the last episode, so go check that out. And then also coming out of WonderCon is the official announcement for Mark Hamill, who will be doing the voice for Chucky in the Child's Play remake that is coming out later this year. Now, this is not to be confused with the killer stuck in a toy body series that is going to be continuing the original line of movies. They just can't use Child's Play for those. They're going to only be able to use the Chucky name. We do know now that the doll is still going to be called Chucky for the reboot series as well. Bonus headlines this episode, because it was a slower weekend. We're going into gaming next. The first piece we have is about Valve's new VR headset. Now, very little is actually known about this headset, but if you go over to Valve's website, there is a placeholder for the Valve Index is what they're calling it. And there's no mention of HTC anywhere on the page, which might imply that Valve is going solo this time for the VR headset. No specs have been released just yet. It will be interesting to see what they have in store, as this is the first generation shift in modern VR technology. And then we have a rather exciting update from Software. That's a little confusing. The name of the company is From Software. They are the developer that brought us Dark Souls and the new Sekiro. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. The Shadows game. They are apparently teaming up with George R.R. Martin to produce a new game that Martin, his role has been a little less than clear, though he is likely a creative consultant or a writer of some sort on the project, but he is going to be involved in a game from the people who gave us Dark Souls. If that doesn't make you excited, you're not playing games right. And that's it for this episode, nerds. For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics and more nerdy bits, then you can check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.